I wanted to drive an engine. I said to the foreman, I want to drive, can I, you know, learn to drive an engine? So Frank Edges taught me to drive. Nice, quiet old boy. Wouldn't say boo to a goose. I suspect he was quite religious because he didn't like you swearing. And if you swore even an old B word, he would tell you off. And I remember on one occasion going down to get the wagons loaded, going down down the pit and the quarry. And it was quite a steep slope. Now, I don't know if you know, but the brakes on the engine was only like a wheel and ratchet. You just turn the wheel and the brakes and slammed on the wheels. Well, we go down and Frank said, put the brake on, bit of brake. So, yeah, Frank. And because he's in the front, he's standing on the front because there's not room for two of you in the cab, you see. So I said, put the brake on. I said, I am Frank. Now put the brake on. I said, I am Frank. And he said, you're winding the wrong way. Because by then it was too late. We just shot straight off the end of the rail as well. Frank went over sprawling in the sand. But he didn't swear. No, he just took it all in stride. And we dragged it, you know, we had got another engine and dragged it back on the rails and that. But it's easy, that was easy enough. You only add the clutch, the gear lever, and the brake, you know, which you work with around, basically. So anyway, eventually Frank passed me out as a driver, said, yeah, you're good enough. Right, so, okay, I was considered competent to drive an engine. So they put me on the sifter, working with Les Pantman. Now, the sifter was all about clutch control, because you'd have a line of wagons backed under the sifter and people lining up on the top above us, he would tip the wagons over into the sifter and it sort of sifted all the conks out and the sand would come out into the wagons. It was Les's job to work the chute to fill the wagons. My job was just to pull the wagons forward from next one, you know, you go like that. He'd probably bang on with his bit of wood to let you know. But the thing was, now, he had a bit of an obsession about Mont Blanc because he liked to get a nice pointed peak on the wagon, right? Mont Blanc. And the skill was, is to keep the links between the wagons tight so that when you pull forward, you didn't destroy his Mont Blanc. So that when you finished up at the end of the, when you're blowing them all up, there was always perfect cones, and that's what driving the sifting was all about, clutch control. And then you'd pull it out and put it aside, and then if somebody else couldn't take it off, and just pick another load of empties up and go back on the sifter. Well, that's fine for a little while, but you start to get pretty bored with just sitting under, just going forward 3 feet every 5 minutes or whatever. So, you know, said the foreman, no, you know, I'm getting a bit fed up with this. You know, any chance of getting on an engine going down the quarry, fetching stuff out. So, yeah, it's fine. And so that's what I did next. Either going out for building sand or silica or whatever, whatever they needed on the day. And you learned the track. I don't know how to explain it. You could read the track. You knew where the bad spots were. You knew where you had to slow down. You knew where you could give a bit of throttle. You knew where you had to give it a bit of throttle coming out. And you could look back and you could see the wagons moving as they went over. And you just knew whether everything was all right or not. And from there, I graduated to taking trains down to Billington Road. Double arches to Billington Road, say down past Stonehenge. The houses weren't there now, but it was a different layout. And I said, down alongside Pages Park, down to Billington Road, and it was a good long journey, you know. And it was great. I mean, you were on your own, you were out there, and, you know, just chugging along. And